Hi, and welcome to Regrouping for Recovery podcast episode 5. This is Miss Ann. I'm a real person. I'm not AI, and this is not medical or therapeutic advice. This podcast is for encouragement, and I hope we meet that goal. And if you think of somebody else that might need some encouragement too, please share the podcast. Our website is regroupingforrecovery.com. That's regrouping the number 4, recovery.com. Read my blogs. Enjoy my book reviews. Listen to the podcast. It's all there to share, and it's all there for encouragement. And don't forget my book, Regrouping, the First 100 Days, published in March 2025. Tonight's episode for podcast 5, Do You Know? And God willing, there'll be a podcast number 6 at some point. I've got a couple of shout-outs to get us started. I participated as a speaker in the Arkansas Addiction Professionals Association Conference in Little Rock on Wednesday, July 23rd. That's the ARAPA Conference, the Arkansas chapter of NADAC, and this was their first annual conference. Now, if you've ever put anything like that on, with all the coordination that goes into it, and the Zoom feeds, and putting the puzzle pieces together, there's a lot that goes into it. So nice job getting this started. And it was an honor for me to be there and to participate and to get to meet some folks and also the folks at Natural State Recovery. For more information on the association, their website, aradictionprofessionals.org, all one word, aradictionprofessionals.org. Another shout out, on my way back from Little Rock, I decided to stop for lunch, a little self-care, if you know what I mean. I said to myself, let's stop for lunch. We don't have to just gobble some fried chicken in the car. No, we can actually do a sit-down lunch this time. And I did that, of course, because as part of my self-care, I affirm that I'm a person deserving of sitting down at a restaurant like a regular human being and having a meal. So I did that as I went to the Old South restaurant on Harold Drive in Russellville. Now, the special was chicken spaghetti. I never had chicken spaghetti before. I'd never been to the Old South restaurant before. But I've heard of it. And I've heard of chicken spaghetti. Well, great food, great service at Old South. Have you ever had chicken spaghetti? Okay, then. This was not spicy. It was just right. But I mentioned the restaurant because, well, I wanted to shout out to them because I had a good time, but I mentioned the restaurant because you may need a reminder that there are many new things to do, new foods to explore, new places to go. All right, wait a minute now. I'm sounding like Dr. Seuss. But please don't forget to build new experiences into your schedule. Recovery is not a sentence. It's okay to have new experiences. It's okay to enjoy life. And if you're so inclined, it's okay to enjoy some chicken spaghetti. All right. Well, if you've been with me on some of the earlier podcasts, you know what we do. We got to breathe. You probably, if you've been with me on some of the earlier podcasts, you're probably sitting there smelling like soap right now. But we got to breathe. Let's do our deep breathing. Let's do it. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shoulda, Shangri-La's pained out. Push it all out. Our last one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. And please do this throughout the day. Remember to hold a breath. remember to send that signal to your brain that there's no real emergency out there. We can take time to just breathe and just be in the moment. Use your tools. That's one of the tools that you have for early recovery. Please use your tools so you have them when you need them. But breathing is always a good go-to. Well, I want to start tonight with a witticism for the week. Yeah, fancy word for witty remark or quote. So my witticism for the week is, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. So we want to say, do you know? So if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And that's a quote by Lewis Carroll, author of the classics Alice in Wonderland, Through the Looking Glass, and even some nonsense literature like Jabberwocky and The Hunting of the Snark. Maybe you've heard of all those. Maybe you've needed a little reminder to beware the frumious Bandersnatch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's our witticism or witty remark for the week. I was going to do a couple of quotes, but I know I can't do four quotes because, to quote the late, great Groucho Marx, four quotes would be a gallon. Well, so much for the wit. Maybe too much wit for tonight. Let's get on with our topic, do you know? So when I read that Lewis Carroll quote, I thought about the Diana Ross song, Do You Know Where You're Going To?, the theme from Mahogany. Do you know that song? Do you know the movie? I hope you get to hear it sometime if you've never heard it, or I hope you revisit it if you haven't heard it in a while. But here's a couple of the lyrics from it. Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? And later she sings, Now looking back at all we've planned, we let so many dreams just slip through our hands. Why must we wait so long before we'll see how sad the answers to those questions can be? Do you know where you're going to? You think about that a little bit. And when I was thinking about it, I thought, well, you know, back in the day, when I was taking my first counseling course, I was exposed to humanistic psychology. So that tells you it was back in the day. And this was the approach of Carl Rogers and Abraham Maslow and others. And it was a client-centered approach. Now we say person-centered. So that shows you it was really back in the day. But I conceptualized it this way, and this is from recollection, because it's not something I work with every day. But the idea that a person is on a pathway toward self-fulfillment and self-actualization. So picture you're headed to this horizon point somewhere out there, and this is your life's journey, your life's pathway, and you're headed towards self-fulfillment, self-actualization, and that's the point at which you're doing what you're here on the earth to do for all of humankind. When you're on your path chugging along towards self-fulfillment, and you know your life's purpose, you know what your mission is all about, you're a happy person. And psychopathology occurs, you know what we're talking about, depression, anxiety, stress. That occurs when you feel lost, when you're unclear about your path, or your purpose, or your unique mission. Or you've just gotten off your path. When you get off your path, I like to think of that point as a sideshow, maybe a little like Las Vegas, you know, with a lot of lights, a lot of distraction, and a lot of noise. And you can get caught up in the sideshow very easily. Fun and games, drama, pastimes. But you're not on your path. The path that leads to self-fulfillment. And when you're not on your path, and when you're not doing what you're here on the earth to do, you feel lost. You might feel depressed. You might feel anxious. You might feel stressed. All those other things. The key is to get back on your path. Now, the path isn't easy. It's never a straight line. It's always circuitous. Sometimes it feels like you're going a little backwards sometimes. Sometimes the road is so steep that you have to use your tools. Well, you have to rely on other people to walk along with you for a little while. And sometimes the path is so difficult that you get tripped up. You splat. but you get back up and you keep going. Maybe you even need a rest period sometime. And that's all okay, but stay on the path. And when you reach that point of self-fulfillment, the horizon is going to expand again with a greater purpose that makes use of all the strengths and resources and tools and skills that you've acquired along this journey. So maybe you've had a recent splat, or maybe you've gotten caught up in the sideshow and you had to extricate yourself. Maybe you had some help getting extricated from the sideshow. Maybe you've gotten lost and you really don't know where your path is or where it's headed. In those times, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to write down your thoughts for clarity. It's okay to talk to people in your sober support network about those ideas. Talk to a counselor, talk to a therapist, talk to a coach, talk to a sponsor. It's okay to have somebody as an accountability partner, a sounding board, thought partner, to help you sort it out. Ask your family if they're available, but get back on your path. That's the path to self-fulfillment, self-actualization. And you know what else? The world needs you. When you're on your path, it's a chance to positively impact someone else in the moment as your paths converge and you're walking together. Seize the moment to help somebody else. Yeah, seize the moment. Carpe the diem, as they say. Nobody actually says that. I just said it, but nobody says that. But carpe the diem. But here's a little tip. If you're not sure what your path is, do you know? If you don't know, spend some time visualizing the future. Where would you like it to be? Where would you like to be in a year? Where would you like to be in 5 years? What will you be doing? Dream a little and dream big. Who will you be helping in a year? Who will you be helping in 5 years? Create that picture and pull yourself into it. Now, when you're painting a picture, use all your senses. What does it look like? What does it smell like? It smells like soap, I know. What is it... What does it sound like? Who's around you? Make it a rich picture. See, your brain knows where it's been, and it tends to take you back to the safe, familiar places. But that gets you stuck, or it gets you back to the sideshow. Visualize the future so it seems familiar, and you can move into it. Pull yourself into it. Do you know where you're going to? Don't let time, don't let dreams just slip through your hands. Plan it out. Set some goals. Dream big. Do what you're here on the earth to do. That's what it's all about. Well, we got to breathe. I know I got to breathe. Let's do it. Let's do another round of breathing. Let's do it. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shoulda, shangri flaws, pain down. Push it all out. Our last one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Hey, let's send a silent intention of peace and love to your family and friends tonight. I'm sending one to you tonight. And please send a silent intention of peace and love to somebody you know who's struggling tonight. This is Miss Ann wrapping up episode number 5. And thanks for letting me walk on your path with you tonight.